In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today we celebrate the feast day of the evangelist St. Luke, who was the human author of the third gospel. I always have to list them in my brain because my brain operates that way. St. Luke was, of course, a disciple of St. Paul. He was a Gentile who converted to the faith. He was a physician, so yes, even doctors can become saints, who'd have thought? And he, as I said before, he wrote the third gospel. Now, oftentimes when we talk about the gospels, we'll say the gospel of Mark or the gospel of Luke. Really, that's not the appropriate way to view it, because it's not their gospel. It's kind of like a shorthand for the Gospel according to St. Luke, or the Gospel according to St. Mark. Because whose Gospel is it? It is the Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's not Luke telling us all the wonderful things that Luke did. It is Luke relaying in a particular fashion the words and deeds of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And each of the Gospels itself has its own spin, you know, certain things that they really wanted to emphasize. It's not saying one is true and the other is false. It's just if you're speaking to a particular group, there are going to be some things that they need to hear more than others. And one of the things that St. Luke's Gospel went to great pains to point out was the teaching of Jesus that in Christ we are all one. And so there is the Christians of Jewish origin don't have a step up over those of Gentile origin. Just because someone is rich, it doesn't follow that they are more blessed than someone who is poor. In fact, in some fashion, the poor can be more blessed than the rich, though we don't want to turn that whole idea of the gospel of prosperity on its head and say, for example, oh, the poor are perfect, they're all going to heaven. No, that's not the case. Really, what was going on there was a fight against what's today called the prosperity gospel, which is, how do you tell who God likes? They're rich. And so we can't say, how do we tell God who God loves? They're poor. It's just, God loves everybody. And those who are blessed are those who use whatever gifts he has given them, whether it be the gift of material possessions or the gift of poverty, to further the ends of his kingdom. And let's face it, wealth has its own temptations, and so does poverty. One of the great things about the Gospel according to St. Luke is it tells us a lot about the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus when he was a little guy. And tradition tells us that the reason this is the case is St. Luke actually bothered to go and talk to the Blessed Virgin Mary. There's also a tradition that the very first icon, the very first representation of our Lord, was in fact written by St. Luke. And I tend to believe this, because if you look at icons of our Lord, particularly the older ones, they all rather look alike. And they all rather look also like the Shroud of Turin. And so what I think is, and what many people think is going on, is that St. Luke, while he didn't see our Lord in the flesh, he listened to descriptions of the appearance of our Lord, and that is how he wrote his original icon. And from that original icon, other icons were written so that people would know what our Lord looked like. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.